You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? Now, today, a little bit different than most of our live shows. I'm on a plane as you are watching or listening to this, flying out to Tampa. So recorded this way before the sun came up Friday morning. So that's the information that we have to date. So we have the Wednesday practice. We have the Thursday practices. That's going to affect our injury report. And we're going to go off of that in regards to who is playing, who's not playing. So if you get new information Friday afternoon, this was recorded very early Friday morning. So just want to keep that in mind. So this is our preview scouting report predictions episode of the 49ers versus the Bucks. Everything's on the line. Both teams at the top of their division. Both teams, whoever wins this, will be the number one seed in the NFC. Like, this game, I understand it's week six. But these two teams are going to be there towards the end of the season whenever you look at, okay, who's one seed, who's two seed, who's three seed, who's hosting games, who's, you know, if you lose this game and this tiebreaker and this, and that's going to force you to travel here instead of having this home game. This game has major implications. And the pecking order for every season is win your division, win your division, win your division. Those six games are everything. This Bucks game wasn't really one of the ones circled early on, but the NFL saw this several weeks ago. They flexed it out of the early slate into the afternoon slot, which is huge for us. Our tailgate gets to go later. I don't have to set up a tailgate at 7 o'clock in the morning. Very, very excited about that. But this game, I mean, you could say game of the week. And, you know, again, I want to stick with this theme of, we look at the 49ers, and if you're watching this show, then yeah, you know how the 49ers season's gone. All one score games, all those things. The Bucks are even more crazy. They have had four continuous games decided by a late second field goal. Four in a row. So this game seems destined to kind of be that, you know, Rocky II, whatever, just all out slugfest. Like, nobody's going for a tie. Nobody's like, it is die or win. Like, those are your two options. And as gritty as the Niners are, the Bucks fit that mold too. Todd Bowles, you know, they've won the Super Bowl with Tom Brady most recently, but a lot of that coaching staff has kind of been hung over and they've stayed with the team. And so they understand how to win. They know who they are. They know their identity. They have a lot of premium talent on both sides of the ball. Now they're banged up too. So like, the 49ers are the most injured team in the NFL. Bucks, they're probably top five injured team. And it's not so much the number of injuries for the Bucks; it's who is out for the Bucks. Top two wide receivers have not practiced yet. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. Top two corners have not practiced yet. They're out as well. So number one running back out as well. So they're down five starters, which is nothing to scoff at. But the difference is, well, they got Emeka Egbuka filling in, who's probably offensive player of the year. They got Rashad White filling in for Bucky Irving. Pretty damn good. Now, the corner, they do not have the backups, the depth there. And that is their glaring, glaring weakness. And they do have weaknesses on this roster. This is not a complete team. It is a very good, scrappy team that just does not quit. They just don't quit. So Baker Mayfield, you got to talk about him. Yeah, he's definitely top three in the MVP race. Again, we're 5 weeks in. I understand it's premature. But if you're looking at players and what they have accomplished, man, you go back to that game. I don't know if you got to watch the Seattle Bucks game last week. That was two of the best quarterback performances maybe of the year, going head-to-head. Sam Darnold throws a pick late. But Sam Darnold was on freaking fire. He had about 15 just like wow throws. Baker was right there with him. And it's a puncher's battle. And you're going to get that with Mac Jones and Baker too. This is a puncher's, you can go to the old technique style boxing, all that stuff. I used to be in Golden Gloves, whatever else. I love boxing. But this is not technician. This is slug it out. Last man standing. 49ers versus Bucks, both 4-1. Who wants it the most? Who's the grittiest? Are you Rocky Balboa? Right? Who are you going to be? Both these teams think that they are that persona. Ball bounces your way a couple times, get a couple breaks. You are the one that forces the situation. You're going to have a chance to win this game. You really will. Now, the offense, we'll dive into each one of those. They'll screen you to death. And Rashad White, that is what he is better at than Bucky Irvin. Bucky Irvin's the more complete running back. Rashad White, and the Bucks, they do not see him as a number two. They see it as they have two starters. This is a true 1-2 punch. But Rashad White might be the next kind of best receiving running back. You had the Christian McCaffrey, Alvin Kamara, Austin Eckler, those three guys. Well, Rashad White's that next wave. And I don't want to put him in the same category as CMC and, Kamara, but he falls in line with that Eckler role. And he's a big dude. He's not easy to bring down, but he's damn good. Damn good. And Egbuka, good Lord. The good news is last week you played against Puka Nacua, who I think is the best wide receiver in the NFL this season so far, and Davante Adams. Amika is incredible. I'm not trying to downplay. This dude has 5 receiving touchdowns already. He is crushing it. However, he is not in the realm of Puka or Davante Adams yet. He's still great, and he's going to give you fits, and he is going to make people look bad. But I don't think that I put him in that category yet. He's ascending there. His tape has been pretty damn good. And he's done it against, the Eagles. He's done it against the Seahawks. They have good secondaries. The 49ers, younger secondary, but a little bit different. Vita Vea, good Lord. It might be the best. I'll probably put Sexy Dexy up there, number one. But he's a top 5 interior run stuffer who offers pass rush upside. And again, you talk matchups. The NFL is a matchup league. Very important you understand that whenever we're going through these scouting reports. Their best player, Vita Vea, against our worst and weakest unit, the interior offensive line, keeps me up at night. You're going to put Vita Vea over Jake Brendel? That's terrifying. You're going to put him over Connor Colby? Even more scary. Over Dominic Pooney? That's scary this year. He can dominate those every single play, run, pass, doesn't matter. This dude can single-handedly wreck an entire drive, multiple plays, and he doesn't even play a lot on third downs. But he's that damn good. It's a matchup thing. So, that is the one where it's just I know Amika Egbuka and Baker and everybody's going to, and Anton Winfield, I think he might be the best safety in today's NFL. He's damn good. And so, Jake Tonchis, man, we need you to have your best game. Let's go Los Gatos. This needs to show up. Now, they're coached well, but they still have a lot of issues. 35 penalties for over 300 yards. They have a lot of penalties. And the NFL, if it's becoming defined by anything, it's terrible officiating, and that's going to continue. They're going to be bad calls. You got to hope there's bad calls on both teams. You got to hope there's no calls on both teams. Those penalty flags are going to be flying. Let's just be very honest. Now, you look at their top 5 graded players last week. Baker Mayfield, 92.2. He is killing it, guys. Amika Egbuka, 88.9. Tristan Wirfs came back late, already looking like the best left tackle in football. Tez Johnson, he's that slot, small, shifty, whatever, out of Oregon. Cade Otton, great players defensively. Their defense really has not been Todd Bowles-esque, if I want to be honest with you. Like, Todd Bowles' staple is blitzing. Can't do that whenever you're down your top two corners. And so he had to pull off the blitz last week against the Seahawks and Sam Darnold, and they made him pay. What's going to happen against Baker? Like, there are times where Todd Bowles will blitz 30 times in a game. Like, he has no qualms with doing that. But with the backup corners out there, it's kind of scary, and like, he's kind of protecting them a little bit. So you're not getting the vintage Todd Bowles defense. Now, after this full week of practicing with the young pups out there, maybe that changes. But like, you go through kind of the PFF grades last week, Seattle diced them up. Logan Hall, highest grade, 71.6. Vita Vea, 67. Tyke Smith, one of their second good safety, 67. Anton Winfield, 62. Kayvon Merriweather, he's their third safety, 62. Like, not great. And there's holes all through this roster.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how simple it is. More or less rushing touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. One, more or less. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. Christian McCaffrey upcoming, more or less than 43 receiving yards. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you could pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks. And you can follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like, hit the follow button, check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. And it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Now, it's football season, and there is nothing more perfect for tailgating with your buddies or enjoying at home while watching the game. And with fast, free shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. So use code 49ers, that's 49ERS at checkout, for 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping. Or visit CigarsInternational.com/49ers and the discount will automatically apply. You got a buddy's birthday coming up and you don't know what to get them? Cigars International. You got Christmas gifts that people keep asking, what do you want? What do you want? You tell them. Go to CigarsInternational.com/49ers and get your gift there.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Their biggest spot, you know, probably their right tackle. He plays all over. He plays left guard, right tackle, Charlie Heck. He started two games for the 49ers last year. They cut him. He's starting for them now. Ben Bredesen, he plays, you know, right tackle as well and left guard. Like, they're all over the place. They keep moving him around. They can't figure out what fits for them. He's not good. Jacob Parrish, one of my favorite draft prospects. You know, he was a Rush Crush member out of K-State, the corner. They got him. And they had to put him in the slot. They've had so many injuries. I think he's an outside corner, but he can play slot. He has not played well in his one game so far. So, and their linebacker unit, you know, you have the great, you have David, Levante David out there, who's shoot, borderline Hall of Fame, longevity, all that stuff. He's not looking the same. You have Savrosia Dennis, who struggled mightily. But, man, Levante David's 36. He's 36. He's 8 years older than Fred Warner. His run defense grade is still top-notch. But we have seen Kyle Shanahan go against Bobby Wagner time and time and time and time again. These older linebackers that are still quality run defenders because their instincts, their IQ, their tape, their awareness, and knowing all those things, but struggle in the pass game. Kyle Shanahan goes right at him. Right at him. So, number eight, you're going to see Kyle Shanahan going at him a lot. Number 54, which is crazy to think of, but CMC is going to be going at number 54. That is going to be crazy. Very, very fun to watch. We'll have to see how that pans out. Oh, man. But their safeties are incredible. And Anton Winfield's probably the best buzz safety in the NFL, where it looks like a too-high shell. He'll buzz down right in that underneath, which Mac Jones and Kyle Shanahan like to attack, and he will get takeaways. They are very, very good at that. I don't think this is going to be a clean game for Mac. I think there are going to be turnovers. You can still win with that. You can still win with that, but that's going to be a common theme this game. Can you protect the ball? Now, you look at the Tampa Bay Bucs on both sides, points scored. 135 points scored, which is seventh best. 132 points allowed, which is 24th best. Every single damn game is close. Closer than the Niners. You look at their schedule. Barely beat Atlanta week one, 23-20. Barely beat Houston week two, 20-19. Barely beat the Jets, 29-27. That's three straight field goal games. Then they lose to Philly, 31-25. And then they beat Seattle, 38-35. So, like, you've got four wins all on last second field goals. Like, just bananas what they've been able to accomplish. And what's crazy is, you know, the 49ers schedule is relatively easy. This is the toughest part of the 49ers schedule, going from Jags to Rams to Bucks. That's the toughest. But listen to this schedule. They had Philly, then Seahawks, then 49ers, then Detroit. That is a slate. Like, Niners do not have a four-game slate like that at any point at all. And again, like, you look at later on. So they get a bye week nine. Then they come back and they play the Patriots. That's no slouch game. At Buffalo, at Rams. Like, they have two of these kind of juggernaut schedules, whatever. And the 49ers, this is one of their – they have two home games in 2 months. That's it. This game and then at New England at Tampa Bay as well. So their schedule, definitely the 49ers dominate that one. Now, let's look at the PFF overall unit rankings. The Bucs offense tied 20th, defense 16th, special teams 23rd, overall 16th. They are just hugging that line. They just don't lose games. That's what they do. They're not one of the EPA darlings and whatever else, and they don't go out there and they're not leading in statistical categories. They just get the damn job done. They hang close, win it in the end. They are a clutch, just when it matters most, they do what needs to be done team. That's the Bucs. Now, the 49ers, 8th on offense, 21st on defense, 14th on special teams, 14th overall. The 49ers are basically ranked ahead of them in every category except for defense, and that one's close. Now, those are PFF analytical ratings. Do with those what you want on a snap-by-snap basis. Neither one of them are, you know, gospel or whatever else, but it just gives you a snapshot that the Bucs are 4-1. The Bucs are great, but they're not dominating in any facet of any game at any level, offense, defense, or special teams. It is just, we're doing enough. And they have such a history with this recent coaching staff to be able to sit there and go, yeah, we know how to win games. You look at their schedules, they have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 winning seasons out of the last six. And the only time they didn't have a winning season, they went 8-9. And that was Tom Brady's last year, right? So, like, they went 8-9. But you look at what they've done since Arians and Bowles showed up there. 11-5, 13-4, 8-9, 9-8, 10-7, 4-1. They finished first in the division 1, 2, 3, 5 consecutive times. Well, that's assuming they're first now, right? 5 consecutive times they've won this division. Like, they are a successful program in today's NFL by any means necessary. And that's exactly what they're employing and what they're doing to get these wins. Just, dude, who's going to win it for us today? We're going to keep it close till the fourth, and then we're going to do what we got to do to win the game. That's just their ideals. That's how they handle it. Now, we talked a little bit about their recent success. Now let's dive into exactly what Todd Bowles and his coaching staff have done to get to where they are. This is probably one of my favorite spots. And I have to say thank you to the man, Josh. He is the best executive producer of today's show. He helps us with the research and all these and just crushes it right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get an autograph. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, come party with us in Tampa. Again, as you are watching or listening to this, I'm on a flight out trying to get ready for this event. We'll be out in Clearwater Beach. I'm so pumped. The day before Saturday, that's tomorrow, October 11th, we'll be out there from 2 to 6 p.m. at Coco's North Beach in Clearwater. Going to be a blast out there on the beach. Going to be a good time. Then we have our tailgate right across from Lot C. The address is 4011 North Himes, H-I-M-E-S. Premium tailgate, all you can eat, all you can drink. We're going to have everything. Bartenders, you name it. It is an absolute blast. We've got 5 to 6 food options. Last year, we crushed it there. Come out and party with us. Come say what's up. It's going to be an absolute blast. Now, let's talk Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucs, 61 years old, went to Temple, and he was a player. First team All-East in 1984, gets undrafted as a defensive back. Won Super Bowl 22 as a player, won Super Bowl 31 as an executive, won Super Bowl 40 as an assistant coach. He's done it at every freaking level, every level. As a player, he played for Washington for 5 years, was with the 49ers for like half of a year, didn't really get to play too much, then back to Washington for 2 years. Then he joined Green Bay on their player personnel staff before he got into coaching. Morehouse, DC secondary coach, Grambling State. Then he jumped to the Giants, secondary coach, was with the Browns, was with the Cowboys, with the Dolphins, with the Eagles, with the Cardinals. Then in 2019, joined as the defensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks, and that's whenever they won their Super Bowl with Brady and all that stuff. Then he became head coach, and he's been there since. Now, their offensive coordinator, Josh Gizzard, 35. He's half the age of Todd Bowles. Went to Yale, first-time play caller. This year is his first year. Learned under Liam Cohn. And, man, you talk about his rise to the top. He just started coaching in 2012. Like, he was a Carolina's team operations intern. Then he goes to Yale as a student assistant. Then he goes to Duke for 3 seasons as a graduate assistant. Comes back to the NFL Miami in 2017 as an offensive quality control coach. He did that for 3 years. Then Miami promoted him to wide receiver coach in 2020. Then he was pass game coordinator in 2024 last year. Now he's an OC, one of the youngest signal callers. And if he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be one of the next kind of, you know, whatever. And he's, you know, because Cohen, he's got that link to the McVay tree. And so that's going to help him out a lot. Really fun name, Josh. Just pay attention to Josh Grizzard. Like, he's going to be one of those guys that'll be a head coach eventually. Baker, whoever coaches Baker gets a head coaching job. Those are the rules. Now, there is no defensive coordinator. Todd Bowles calls all the plays, and dismissed both of their two co-DCs at the end of last year. Like, he is taking this team over. It is his team, and he's doing a damn good job. Now, injuries, we talked injuries. The 49ers currently, I do not expect Pearsall to play. Itur Gross Matos is already listed as doubtful. I do not expect Purdy to play. I do not expect Watkins to play. Robert Beal is kind of the toss-up, questionable, probably not going to play either. Hasn't practiced yet this week. I think everybody else goes. I think all the defensive tackles go, which is huge. I think Kevin Givens gets activated. I think Malik Mustafa starts. So the injuries are bad for the 49ers, and you still got Mac Jones, who's not throwing passes out there Thursday. He's your starter with Adrian Martinez, not where you want to be. You want Mac to at least be healthy, and hopefully he will be at that time. But the Bucs aren't healthy either. Top two corners, Benjamin Morrison, Zion McCollum, probably not playing. Top two wide receivers, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, probably not playing. Godwin's a possibility. Evans is out. Bucky Irvin, out. And then, like, if you go look at the other players that were limited for the Bucs, you had Teddy Bridgewater limited, Levante David limited, their backup safety, Christian Eizian, limited, Tristan Wirfs limited. I expect all of them to play, all of them to play. Jameel Dean, he got a full practice in. So I think that that is a big deal because, man, he's kind of their two number three corner. Hasn't been great this year, and the 49ers have had a lot of success against him whenever he does play. So I expect him to be out there, but they're still going to be light. They're going to be super light. You look at this cornerback kind of tandem, you're going to get, I think, Jameel Dean plays. You're going to have Kendall Vildor out there, 5'11", 190, fifth round pick out of Georgia Southern, and you're going to have Jacob Parrish, who I like Jacob Parrish. They got him in the third round, same round we got Upton Stout. Hasn't looked good yet. Those are going to be the matchups. Now, the history, the 49ers and Bucks, it's been one-sided. The Bucks were bad for so long. So long. The 49ers owned the overall all-time record, 21 wins to 7 losses. Tripled them up, man. The Bucks have lost their last 4 against the 49ers. Two of those they've had Baker Mayfield. The last win the Bucks had over the 49ers, Nick Mullins was the starting quarterback, and Dante Pettis was the number one wide receiver. That was 2018. You remember those times? Ugh, gross. Now, they did play last year. We were at that game, too. That was the Ricky Pearsall amazing touchdown game. That was Jake Moody missing three field goal game. Y'all remember that one. 49ers still won, 23-20. And I think it's going to be another one of those kind of close, crazy, crazy games. I really, really do. So, let's dive deep on the Bucs defense. Let's figure out what they're good at, what they're bad at, and what they do. Here are their ranks among 32 teams, okay? Points allowed, 23rd. They've given up points this year. 11th in yards, though. They're 22nd in turnovers. They've only forced 4, but Anton Winfield's back. He's missed some time. He is a ball-hawking safety. 15th in fumbles, 16th in first downs. That's average. Fully expect the 49ers to move the ball relatively well throughout the entire day. One of the best bets that I'll put down is 49ers leading in first downs. They have done it every single game, but they tied the Rams last week, and we didn't bet it. So we've hit it every time, but the one time that we didn't bet it, they tied, so we got good. We saved you some money there, but we'll be hitting that one this week. 24th in pass touchdowns allowed. That's great for us. They've already given up 10. They're giving up basically 2 passing touchdowns per game. Well, that's what Mac Jones is averaging. So that is huge. 16th in passing yards allowed. 21st in interceptions. They only have 2 picks. But remember, Anton Winfield missed time earlier. He's back now. 8th in rush yards. That's the killer. Can the 49ers finally run the ball? I don't think they can do it inside. You look at the edges. It's Yaya Diaby, who had a great rookie year. Hasn't been the same since, but speed burst edge guy. And Hassan Reddick. Yeah, that Hassan Reddick. Remember the NFC Championship game, Brock Purdy injury? That Hassan Reddick. Todd Bowles is always multiple, but like he likes to do that outside speed edge pressure, and they got 2 of them. Neither one of which has really been great this year, but I am concerned. Colton McKivitz, his main weakness is that outside speed edge burst. He's going to get 2 guys coming at him here. And Trent, when he has struggled this year, has been with those undersized, high-twitch athletes. You got 2 of those. That's kind of a concern for me. Now, rush touchdowns allowed, they're 12th. They've allowed four. Well, the 49ers are the only team in the NFL that have zero rushing touchdowns. Sixth in yards per rush, were dead last. But 15th in third downs. They allow teams to convert at about 38%. They've allowed 22 first downs on 58 third downs. If the 49ers can get that 40% rate, I think they're winning this game. I really, really do. And the 49ers offense is great on third down. They're fifth best on third down conversions. Fourth downs, they're seventh. They show up when it matters most. And red zones, they're 29th. The 49ers offense, 28th. The unstoppable force versus the immovable object in reverse. They can't stop teams in the red zone. We can't score in the red zone. One of those has to break. But, you know, you look at turnovers, like every single game, high school, college, NFL. If you protect the ball, you convert first downs, you score in the red zone, you win games. Are the 49ers going to do all three of those? No, they're not. They have proven time and time again they can't do all three. But if you can do two of those, if you can dominate on third downs in the red zone, you're going to win this game. If you can protect the ball and do well in the red zone, you're going to win this game. Like, pick two out of those three. Those are kind of your defining characteristics of how this game's going to go. Turnovers, third downs, red zone. Whoever wins two out of three of those, you're winning this damn game. I'm telling you right now. Players to watch. Vita Vea starts with him. They're two speed guys. Hassan Reddick, Yaya Diaby. Jamil Dane, their corner, who's banged up, who I do think will play. Levante David, long in the tooth. Going to be a liability in space, but he's still damn good against the run. And Anton Winfield Jr., number 31. He's the one, him and Vita Vea. Number 50, Vita Vea. Number 31, Anton Winfield. And Tyke Smith, not bad either. Those are kind of like the two that's just, all right. These are the quote-unquote scaries that we got to see. Now, let's flip the script. Let's go to the other side, and let's talk Bucs offense, which with Baker, it's been fun. And if you watch any of their games or tapes, you're going to have a good time. I had to take a swig of coffee there. Sorry. It's early over here. Bucs offense ranked out at 32, seventh in points, 11th in yard, second in turnovers. Baker, his problem used to be protecting the ball. He's got backup wide receivers out there, backup running backs, and he is doing very, very well with that. Third in fumbles lost, second in interceptions thrown, 11th in first downs, sixth in passing yards, third in passing touchdowns. He's averaging two touchdown passes every single game. Like, he's on pace to break 30 touchdown passes. Like, dude's balling out, man. He's playing really well. 13th rush attempts, 22nd in rush yards. That has been an issue, but where they make up for it is they screen the hell out of everybody. Rashad White's their best screen guy, so like they're fine not having those rush yards because they do screen a ridiculous amount of time. So. That is huge. The screen game's going to show up huge this week. Can you shut it down? Niners haven't been great at shutting down screens, if I'm going to be honest with you. 20th in rush touchdowns. They've only had three, but the 49ers are first. They've only given up two rushing touchdowns all season. Think about Alpha Collins, that big sweat. Ah, go Alpha. Rush yards, 22nd per rush attempt. Not good. 11th on third downs. Decent. 25th in the red zone. Not great in the red zone. This is going to be a field goal game. You've got these two defenses. The 49ers defense is eighth in the red zone. Remember when we used to be dead last in that last year? What a difference Saleh makes. Look at their players. Amike Egbuka, Baker Mayfield, Tristan Wirfs. That's three studs. That is three studs. Awesome. And weaknesses, though, their right side of their offensive line is not good. You know, they drafted Graham Barton in the first round last year to play center, who I really liked. Hasn't been great. Been way better than, you know, what the Niners have, but looked like I was wrong on that one. You know, I always go back to, you know, Zach Frazier, Creed Humphrey, some of those guys. Graham Barton, he has not been it. And they got Luke Haggard at right guard, not good. Charlie Heck at right tackle, not good. Left guard, Bredesen, not good. Like, they have one elite offensive lineman. That's Tristan Wirfs. You could do things to this offensive line. They're not dominant by any stretch. They're really, really not. And they've lost guys. They've lost a lot of guys. So go out there, do what you got to do, get this done. You can control the line of scrimmage, which the Niners have not done one game this year, if I'm going to be honest. They have not controlled the offense and defensive lines, both in one game this year. They haven't. Would be pretty awesome if they could do that this game. Really, really would. Now, my favorite matchup series, which is, you know, we go offense, defense, favorite matchup for Bucks, favorite matchup for 49ers, favorite matchup that's just blue chip on blue chip, best on best, right after this. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a five-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. Now, our bets will be posted on Saturday. I'll get those out posted. We're 5 for 5. We hit a profit every single week. Last week was one of the best weeks we've ever had. Hoping to keep that rolling. Not saying we will. We don't always make money. But we're 5 for 5. So if you want to bet with us, sign up at the49ersrush.com or our Patreon page. Yeah, we post our bets on Friday, Saturdays usually. But when there's this many injury reports, books are a little hesitant whenever they put out the wide receiver props and all that. So we're waiting until they all get posted. Saturday morning, those will be posted every single week. So those will be up. Now, the best matchups, which when the 49ers are on defense, this is going to determine the game. I really do. I think the heavyweight title battle bout, whatever you want to call it, is 49ers defense versus the Bucks offense. Now, the best matchup for the 49ers is anyone versus Charlie Heck. Like, and I understand the 49ers have no pass rush. And this isn't just pass rushing. This isn't, oh, all these guys are going to get sacks. Charlie Heck's not good versus the run either. So anybody, whether that's Bryce Huff, Mikael Williams, Sam O, whatever rotation you're putting out there, like anybody versus Charlie Heck, that is awesome. Their best matchup, they have a couple. Baker versus D Winters and Upton Stout. Both of those guys, young Bucks, who I really like and have put on some quality tape, they are peaking in the backfield way too much on their pass drops. And quarterbacks are eating them alive with their eyes. That terrifies me. Baker's good with that. Now, the one thing I will say about Baker that's different than like Matt Stafford or whatever else is Baker gets panicky, jittery against five-man pressure. So we'll have to see how that goes, because if you are kind of always looking at the quarterback's eyes, sometimes whenever you get those jittery quarterbacks, you can take advantage of that. But he's protected the ball really well. He's evolved as a quarterback. Again, I'm a Longhorn. I don't like saying that, but Baker's damn good. But I am worried about D Winters and Upton Stout and those speed flats whenever they keep looking in the backfield instead of trusting their drops. That's one of my main concerns. And also, again, I talked about this earlier, Colton McKivitz against those speed guys and pass pro only. Colton McKivitz will kill them in the run game. Yaya Diaby and Hassan Reddick, that's what makes me think they'll be able to establish the run on the outside a little bit. You ain't running towards Vita Vea at all with this interior offensive line, but I think you can run through your C gaps. George Kittle would be proud. I think that's there. Now, blue chip, best on best, there's two great matchups. Fred Warner and Rashad White, I think that is just fun because Rashad White's best kind of asset is screen game. Sorry. Throat's giving out this morning. Sorry about that. So Fred Warner versus Rashad White in the screen game is going to be worth, you're going to get about four of them. And it's just going to be fun to see because it's best on best, right? You got the best coverage linebacker of all time versus one of the better screen players, running backs in the NFL. And then D'Amador Lenore versus Emeka Egbuka. Young stars. I know Demo's been in the league a lot longer, but that's going to be fun. I'm excited about that. Now, let's go 49ers offense. Best matchups for the 49ers, Christian McCaffrey against those linebackers in the passing game. Christian McCaffrey's on pace for 1,300 receiving yards. All-time record. Can he stay healthy? Even if he misses two games, he's on pace to break that record. But he's healthy right now. Knock on wood. I always do that because I get 20 emails if I don't. Him against those linebackers in coverage. Now, in the run game, I think they got him. In the passing game, that's a different story. Also, Juwan Jennings, I hope whenever the 49ers do go 11 personnel, which finally you can, because you have three wide receivers for the first time, and you have Juwan Jennings, DeMarcus Robinson, and Kendrick Bourne out there, man, I really hope that you put Juwan Jennings in the slot. I really, really do, because I want him against Jacob Parrish. I want to see that. Now, Jacob Parrish, I love that dude, the way he plays, but I hope he has a terrible game, and I hope he's not ready yet. Now they've got two, Vita Vea versus any one of our interior offensive linemen. That is not fair football. Like, just not fair. Anton Winfield versus our tight ends. Jake Tonjes, we need you, man. And he's answered every time. Without Jake Tonjes, man, you might be 2-3 at this point. You definitely don't win the Seahawks game week one. Probably don't win last week either. Like, Jake Tonjes has answered the damn call. Can he continue to do that against the best safety in the NFL? I'm not betting against Tonjes. I am not betting against. I love that man. Now, blue chip matchups, there's not one. There is not one of their best versus our best or our best versus their best. In the past, it would be Lavonte David versus Christian McCaffrey, but not at this stage in Lavonte's career. He's struggling. He's the 54th ranked linebacker. Struggles in coverage. You see it, like the speed, it's not there. So I do not have a blue chip matchup, which I feel kind of bad about that. But I just can't find one where I'm like, oh yeah, this is best on best. You could say like Trent Williams versus Hassan Reddick, but Hassan Reddick hasn't been good either. Like, he's not having a good year. Yaya Diaby's not having, like, there's just not a best on best matchup that is available. It's just not there. Now, my predictions. Again, I'll be putting the bets up later on Saturday, so I haven't had time to go through those because I'm heading to the airport so early. So not going to have a lot of bets on this show, but those will be posted. When the 49ers are on offense, I see Kyle and the 49ers offense trying to establish the run again. And Kyle talked about this in his press conference. Like, they asked him, like, man, are you shocked you're so pass heavy? What's that been like? And he's like, we don't go into any game trying to be pass heavy. We go into every game trying to establish the run, but sometimes you adjust whatever else, what they show you, your checks, your can calls, all those things. They adjust to passes. I think Kyle's going to do a concerted effort to try to run the ball this week. I think we're going to see a lot more Christian McCaffrey and Brian Robinson in the backfield. We saw it a little bit on a short week. Now they've had a long week. I think we might be able to see some of that come into play. And again, those outside linebackers and corners are weak versus the run. They really, really are. Now, Jacob Parrish is not weak against the run. Their slot guy, he's great against the run. But their outside corners, not so much. And you saw the same thing last week with the Rams, where, dude, when the game came in the clutch, you put that ball in the corner of Christian McCaffrey, let him go one-on-one with those outside corners, he made them miss every time. Might be able to do some more of that. Their safeties are amazing. Again, Anton Winfield Jr. and Tyke Smith are awesome. Corners, suspect in coverage, suspect in all those things. 49ers finally have three capable wide receivers. Now, that middle of the field is going to be scary. They're going to be buzzing those safeties into those throwing lanes. But, man, I think you're going to see a lot of speed outs. I think you're going to see a lot of back shoulder fades to DeMarcus Robinson. I think you're going to see some tight end screens. Just the outside by the numbers, I think, are going to be open this week. Tonjes, gosh, man. If there's one player I could say has a good game on offense, obviously it's going to be Christian McCaffrey. It's going to be, you know, one of the wide receivers. Tonjes, we need wide receiving help from Tonjes this week. Lots of field goals. Remember, four field goal attempts last year versus the same Bucs defense. I think that's going to continue. The good news is you don't have the worst kicker in the NFL anymore. You have the most accurate kicker in the NFL. He's going to miss eventually, but he's 11 of 11. Eddie P, there's going to be field goals this week. I'm telling you right now, because you're going to be able to move the ball against this team. Just can you run it in the red zone? Defensively, don't let Baker and Amika go all world. Don't let them do it. They're capable against any team. Force the other players to beat you. And I don't even care if that is Rashad White, if that is Tez Johnson, if that is Cade Otton. Let those guys beat. Don't let Amika, number two, don't let him beat you. I want to float cover six over to his side almost every single time. And so what that means is whatever side number two's on, now we go passing strength and passing numbers. I want the cover two side where you have a safety over the top to the number two side, the wide receiver number two, Amika. That's his number. That's what I want. I want quarters backside. I want to roll cover two over the side so you have safety help over the top of Amika as much as possible. So I'm really hoping that that happens. Not a lot of cover three that way. I want cover two that way. So that cover six roll, if you don't know what that is, we explain that on our Football 101 series. That's what I want to see. Let them have the quick outs. Let them have the underneath zone drops, the hooks, the curls, the mesh. Don't mind. Don't let them behind you. That's where he kills people. He's a great deep threat. He can run the full route tree, those corner routes, those post routes. Give up the short stuff. It's Robert Saleh philosophy. Bend, don't break, rally, tackle, all that stuff. Don't give up the explosives. Rashad White, he's going to have a lot of receiving yards. I'm probably going to bet him. I usually don't bet the opposing players, but I'm probably going to bet Rashad White over on receiving yards. That's going to be available. Just don't let him go crazy in the red zone. D winners, stop looking in the backfield. Trust the out route read. Sprint to the out route. Be there. The hesitations are killing me. And I need the Bucs to kick a lot of field goals too. Need the Bucs to kick a lot of field goals too. This game's coming down to the wire. It's destined. It is written. 2-4-1 teams, both the top of their division. It's coming down to the wire. I got the 49ers with a victory, with the 49ers defense on the field last, delivering once again. How many times can the 49ers deliver in the fourth quarter? I'll take one more. I have the 49ers winning. Same score as last. I didn't even notice that until I was doing this. I read the last week's score, 23-20. I think that's what it's going to be. It's going to be ugly. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nail-biting. You're going to be pissed. You're going to be happy. But I think the 49ers celebrate at the end. I didn't have the 49ers winning last week. They proved me wrong. I do have the 49ers winning this one. Oh, we'll be live from Raymond James Caves Stadium, live right after the game ends. So join us right here, wherever you're watching or listening. We'll be there. I can't wait. And if you're coming to Tampa, come say what's up. If you see me out there, please say hi. My favorite thing in the world is whenever I get to meet people that support the show and I get to say thank you. So every single time I get emails saying, oh, I saw you, but I didn't want to, whatever. No. Just yell Chapman and just say hi. Please. It means the world to me to meet supporters out there. So pumped about this. It's going to be fun. It's going to be stressful. But when are the 49ers not? We'll see you live after the game. And until then, stay strong, faithful.